Episode 2 of the Fungi Cosmology mini-series brought to you by the Swiss Arts Council Puelvizia with its focus on art, science and technology. Artists, scientists and curators from Switzerland, Chile and Brazil went to the Amazon to discover fungi. This trip to the Amazon has been the first of all in all 3 expeditions. I'm Jennifer Kakshuri, and in this episode you'll get to know people who are in between or in both the arts and the sciences.
Hello, I am Lilian Freige. I am director of Lab Verde, art and ecology platform in the Amazon, Brazil.
Hi, my name is Maria Luisa Murillo. I'm an artist and director of CAB Patagonia. That is a small museum in the very far south of America.
My name is Irene Hediger. I'm the director of the Artists in Labs program that is situated at the Zurich University of the Arts in Zurich. And I'm also a curator of transdisciplinary and art science projects.
Lilian from Brazil, Maria Luisa from Chile, and Irene from Switzerland, they are 3 of 4 curators who are part of the Fungi Cosmology project. All of them are mainly in charge of organizing the field trips together and taking the lead in their specific region. I met with the 3 on screen after their field trip to the Amazon and played them a voice message from Maria Luisa.
I would like to share an image that I had just arriving to Brazil, because I was flying at night from Sao Paulo to Manaus. And when we were flying over the jungle, I have this image of the darkness. That darkness was the jungle. And it was so amazing. This blackness was so powerful that really makes me feel overwhelmed. It makes me think about the unknown, finally, about how complex could be this darkness. This image really blew up my mind.
Irene, what are your thoughts about the darkness that Maria Luisa talked about in the voice message that we just heard?
I can totally relate to the darkness. I didn't really see like this darkness as you described, Maria, but the unknown as this spot that I could not visually perceive before I actually went to the Amazon. I think I can relate a lot to that and the complexity that comes with that, the uncertainties that come with that.
And Lilian?
Well, I have 2 feelings, right? The first feeling could be that, yes, the Amazon is an abysm, that there is a lot to know and a lot to learn. And also, I feel a little bit lost and a little bit confused because it's so complex. But because I'm from the Amazon and because I know the history of Amazon, I can understand that the Amazon was created by this layer of unknown, this layer of a mythic landscape. And it's also a landscape that was created by dreamers, a landscape that was created by travelers, and is also an invention. So I feel like a pendulum. It's a relation that I am totally lost, but somehow I know that this invented landscape connected to the notion of dangerous, the notion of unknown is very dangerous for us somehow, because it's an invention and it's an invention made by others.
For Lilian, the myths about Amazonia and reality of the place don't overlap, but are both very present at the same time. Aside from being overwhelmed by the stunning nature, smells, sounds, and extreme humidity and heat, what was for them as the curators, the purpose of being on this trip with the Fungi Cosmology team?
it's really interesting to start as a process and not to know what you know, you kind of have like maybe a kind of a map, an inside map, or also of what you're going to do. You're going as a team of curators, artists and scientists together in this space, and you're trying to interact with the space, but also with each other, really not knowing each other before.
I guess this journey was totally different because people like were very open to receive like new content or to organize workshops. So the program was not set, you know, in a regular basis. We organize a very randomic and very collective program. When I lead, I really lead, you know, oh, now we're going to do this and that and that. And this project was a little bit different. But yes, I was the leading because I was welcoming the team.
Maria Luisa, too, has the history and the legends and myths of South America in mind. And for this long-term project of people from different continents and different backgrounds in education, she, too, wants the approach of everyone to be holistic.
The thing is that we are triggering with different perspectives also, because that is our mission, I think, as curators, to put different perspective, one part, and also to bring some concepts to the soup. I mean, we are cooking something together, and the curator sometimes is a host, is the one who welcome the people. Welcome not only the artists, welcome the scientists, the people of the community also, who are leading in our territories, because Lilian and me, we are very similar, but absolutely different in terms of climate and everything, territory, but our history is very similar because we have the same problem that Lilian mentioned about how the concept of Patagonia or Amazonia has built in terms of history and colonization, of course. It's very challenging, this part of the story.
Lilian and Maria Luisa want to give a broader perspective away from all the legends about South America. Also, they oppose pigeonholing the two categories of art and science.
Because we are studying fungus, and in the fungi cosmology, we understanding that it doesn't make sense if we are like a fauna or flora, you know? And we really have to understand the world in another different matter, right? Because since we are collaborating in art and science, we have difficulties to put the knowledge in these boxes, Cartesian boxes, right? So I think if we understand science totally different from art, we are creating this, we are reproducing this modern view of knowledge that is bipolar. And I think we have to dismiss this bipolarity and understand the world in a totally different spectrum.
Irin agrees to her colleagues and adds,
I think I see myself more in this in-between space. I'm very much about in-between spaces. I think they have a high potential. As we know, we are organized in very different ways in the arts and in the sciences, and that means also we have different perceptions, we are in different methodologies and so on. So there is a difference how it's organized, how we organize the knowledge and so on. So what I'm trying to do as a curator is like being like in this kind of third in-between space and try to invite the artists and the scientists to come to kind of, I don't want to call it a neutral space at all, but to meet in a kind of a third space and to somehow try to let go or unlearn a little bit where we are coming from.
Fungi Cosmology is a long-term project that will last for 3 years. On this first trip to the Amazon, the group spent time on a boat. They also went through the jungle, collected mushrooms, looked at some through the microscope, looked out for parrots, monkeys, listened, smelled, talked. As curators, how did they enable and motivate the group?
They are in a very sensitive moment when you are making the art practices. This is very powerful, and you are super vulnerable
as a curator, you have to deal with this vulnerability of your guest, of your artist, of your scientist, in trying to work together. You see things in a different way. Sometimes the scientists and artists really cannot talk because they are seeing different stuff.
It's not only that everyone sees and reacts to separate things, it's also about communicating and using a mutual language.
The scientists, they at one stage decided that English is going to be the common language. Also, it was when we were speaking to each other, that was one of the topics as well, you know, the question of language, because we had different languages in the room, from Spanish to Portuguese to French to Swiss German, and English was actually the one language that connected us in this setting. And I think we need to speak about that in this situatedness, because we come probably from kind of similar backgrounds in terms of education and so on.
It's important to understand also that in the Amazon state, we speak like 29 different languages, indigenous language. We have like the English that is international, but then we have like another colonized language that is Portuguese here. But I think I don't agree that the language is the key, because the methodology that we used to engage, to have social engagement, was a mix between workshops, between activating body senses, and also activating the unconscious together. So when you do that, people are like experience something together so they can communicate through experience. Also, for instance, we did many food exchanges. For instance, for us, it's really, really important here to understand the Amazon also through the food. And because there is an important layer concerning deforestation in the Amazon that concerns the food commodity. So it's really important for us to eat wild edible food, also to eat what the small community eats, that they eat like things that they fish. For instance, we had the opportunity to eat a crocodile. We have the opportunity to eat many different kind of food that we never would have.
So it was the senses and communicating about the senses that somehow triggered everyone to do something.
We dance a lot. Everybody had to dance. And this was another way to communicate and to put artists integrating to scientists, and also to put the group to integrate with the local community. So this is another important language that we cannot forget.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know Brazil music for my whole life. It's very near for me, but I'm not a social dancer. Sometimes I'm not. We were practicing every day in the roof of the boat. It was super, super nice.
So it sounds like you all had a really nice time, a wonderful, nourishing time.
Yeah, it's a healing process also, because this kind of meetings, when you find a different perspective, this different discipline, different histories, also cultural, biocultural knowledge in every person that you met in this kind of activities, it's very grateful and very unique. It's when you are in these moments, you can really know that you are going to be different at the end.
The impact of group experience in an unknown territory. I want to find out what impact the field trip to the Amazon had on the participants of Fungi Cosmology in the next and last episode of this mini-series. Thanks for joining the Art Meets podcast, a series within the art, science and technology focus of the Swiss Arts Council Pro Helvetia. Conversations between people from the arts and the sciences discuss collaborating,